All right, critical care mailbag, fluid resuscitation and responsiveness.
Scott Weingard always has the newest and the best, I think. So you really, in the community hospital, you do have different methods that you use to check for fluid responsiveness, right?
Right, we do. We have a machine that we place the pads on the patient. We're able to determine whether or not they're fluid responsive so that way we can administer however much fluids. And not necessarily just this machine alone, but I do like the thought process of testing our patients whether or not these fluids are going to be effective on their care. Because I felt like for a long time with the sepsis protocols that were being rolled out, it was do this, they trigger this, give this much fluids, get your antibiotics on board. We don't care about anything else. And that was kind of like the mind frame, like we have to get this. We don't want to fall out, you know, get those fluids in. And that was kind of like the push that I felt. But now that they're saying, you know, we need to check to see if these fluids are even going to do any good for our patients first before we just flood them with fluid. I like that. I really like that. And, you know, I don't care about what machine you use or, you know, if you do the passive leg raise or if you have ultrasound capability. I just like the fact that we are checking to see if these fluids are going to help or hurt our patients.
I think you always push for that. I can remember even when sepsis protocols first came out, you had a problem with everything being done automatically. I think you always liked to know your timeline, but you always kind of argued against, don't do things automatically, like look right at your patient in front of you. And so I think you're still arguing the same point. Don't give it if it's not. And I appreciate that. I 100% agree. I think that you need to make sure they're responsive. And I think Scott Weingart's point is that even if they are responsive, that fluid's going to be third spacing anyway. It's not going to stay where it is. So go ahead and check if you want. Give them a little. Everybody could use a little. But then jump on board with the pressors. And the way he explains it, I agree. I see his point. I don't think we have any of the cool tools that you have. And not that it matters. We usually do ultrasound. And we can do the passive leg raise, which always surprises me when I see the number. But we use it in TNCC and all as well, right? At 500 cc's. Yeah, that's quite a little bolus that we're giving the heart. And so if it's responsive, then you know they could stand a little fluid. But whether or not it's going to stay there is the question. So really good point. And again, it bodes to look at your patient individually and assess, which you have always advocated for.